Hey, straight from Verge Magazine and Alternative Sport, here with my buddy, pal, and global star, Ruben Vargas, who is Mr. Giants. He's from Mundo and also Spanish Bowl. How are you, sir?
Three, it's a pleasure to be in your channel. Thanks. Twice in London. You are like a brother outside of my country. You always like so hospitality there, like taking care of the others. And it's really nice to see you always in London and do a lot of Giants content and NFL content together.
Honestly, it's always great to see you. You know, you not only obviously we're both Giants fans, so we're always for the last few years we've been in a minority in for success, let's just say. So we can lean on each other, but obviously now we can talk. But obviously, you know, you're such a great guy, and then you are everywhere, and I'm so like happy and proud to be able to see your success. Like you we have a saying in England that you get in where water doesn't.
Well, really, you are a big inspiration also to me with your trips, with all the content you do with the brands, with your stuff. It's really nice. You are really active in TikTok, so be there and follow my man in TikTok, because he's doing great stuff. And man, the sky is the limit. The NFL, the NBA, all the American leagues, and all the content we do, they like to make it happen, and we like to be there and make it happen with them. So I think it's 2023. It's coming with a really nice things, and for sure we're gonna see each other again in London or in another part of the planet. Three.
Oh, bro, honestly. Well, you know, we're lucky to be connected with Shaw Mikes here. As you can hear, this buttery, smooth sounding voice of Ruben compared to myself, who's very nasally and annoying sounds. When I hear myself back, I'm like, oh, but, even these mics make me sound great.
You have a great voice, Reed. You have a great voice.
Oh, brother, I appreciate you. Well, all right, let's talk about what we've avoided being talking about. Which is the Eagles handed us our backside. Giants fans, just like myself, and I'm sure you yourself as well, where we basically drunk the Kool-Aid, we got excited, we started to dream the big dream, and then unfortunately, it got the reality of cold water woke us up. How was that game for you? Because you was actually there. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the atmosphere and everything.
Yeah, I was with Mundo NFL covering the game. Philly, we know it's a really tough city. Since you enter in the city, you can feel like the fans are really, really passionate, almost crazy, like doing a lot of noise. It's not really it's not really hospitality place for Giants fans. So I went with my suit, no Giants stuff on me.
For once.
Yeah, really intense. It was a divisional game against one of the most hated teams, each other. Oof. Yeah. The ambience in the stadium was really, really strong. The fans pushed it a lot. And I think we came with a lot of good feelings, like maybe we can do the surprise, but in the end, the Eagles are a better team than us. They have much better pieces, more stronger roster, and it was almost impossible. The offensive line of the Eagles is really, really strong. You cannot arrive to Jalen Hurts. It's almost impossible. And also the defense of the Eagles was really, really tough and dominant. And in the end, this game, it's about D-line and O-line, and they got better than us.
Yeah, honestly, I felt that we just laid down, literally. I feel like people, when you've already got somewhat success, obviously, from a Giants point of view, I know some Giants fans don't want to hear this stuff, but, if you'd have said at the start of the season, like where we could possibly be, we would be making the playoffs, and I would have taken that all day long. It was supposed to be just an assessment year. It wasn't supposed to be a year that we were, looking to get anywhere, really. It was just like, could we just not have an embarrassing record, please? Like, can we start moving forward? And we did, like, in a massive way. And obviously, Daniel Jones definitely stepped up and started to, show his what some people have been saying is there for from a long time. Like, was you Daniel Jones in or out at the start of the season?
For me, it's definitely our quarterback. He showed it this year. He have a grow with Dable and Kafka. It's growing that, I mean, he's showing that he can run, he can pass. He's 25 years old, so you can have future with him and also Saquon. And for me, his work ethic, he's a nice guy. It's all the people in the locker room respect him and see him as a leader. So it's really difficult to find a guy like this in this NFL, in the draft also. So I think we're going to get a good contract to him, like 3-4 years, and make it happen with Dable and also Kafka if he stays, because he's having a lot of interviews with another teams. But the brightest future in New York, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as bothered about, you know, our offensive coordinator going elsewhere, because obviously Brian Dable is the person who's I would say is the brains behind everything. Mm-hmm. But the conundrum for me, I spoke to Brandon London, who obviously is like Mr. Giants, a few weeks ago, and actually just before the Vikings game, he was definitely like convinced that we was going to win, and he was right. Yeah. But he was saying, like, obviously when it comes to this end of this contracts, then he would be prepared to let Saquon go, because the end of the day is that we're not going to be able to afford to pay him what he would like. And some things have kind of rained true where we've obviously started the negotiations. You know, Joe Shane said that we are far apart from having some type of agreement. It looks like it's going to go down the franchise tag. But what would you do? You're Joe Shane. What would you do regarding this situation with the contracts?
I think really we have money for this season, 60 million in cap. So we are the third on the league with cap space. Mm-hmm. I think I will put all the money on Saquon and Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean, we have money enough to make new contracts for both. They deserve it. And at the end, if you franchise tag Saquon, you are risking that he cannot play because he don't like to play under the franchise tag. Well, I think Saquon is really, really professional player. But I think they're going to get some deal. And I saw both of the players being the future of the New York Giants in the future.
But the problem I've got as well is that we need to keep our other players as well, because not many people are speaking about Dexter Lawrence and Love and people like that. Like, their contracts are coming up soon as well. So, like, I am very much willing, obviously, to... within a certain reason to be able to keep Saquon, like, definitely support that because he's had an amazing season. But something showed me during the Eagles game that, you know, why he shouldn't be getting, you know, McCaffrey money or something like that, because I feel that there's a bit of a risk, because when he broke away, you know, at the, you know, during the Eagles game, then he got caught up. And I would ask you, does he get caught 2 years ago? You know, in the same way, you know, when he broke out and he got caught up, like, does that happen 2 years ago? And, it, you know, this is the thing that I worry about regarding giving big contracts, you know, that's going to eat a lot of our cap space for a few years. Like, do you agree, or do you think we should just do it regardless?
They are both 25 years old. I think a running back ends his career around 28, 29 years old normally, because they have a lot of injuries, a lot of defense, they are go strong with the running backs. But I think I will give a 3 years contract to him. He deserves it. He's the face of the franchise. Another professional guy, another work ethic guy. So I think it's a win-win if you have a player like this on the team. He had a really nice year after a big injury year. I think he's totally recovery, mindset and physically. So I will do a 3 years contract both and keep going and try to go to the playoffs next year again and try to win some games.
Right. So, Ruben, we're going to go back now to where you fell in love with the game before we go into some other nonsense that I'm going to be speaking about, because we will be speaking about Nick Sirianni in a minute. So be ready for that. But tell me about, like, you know, how you actually got into the game, because obviously in Spain, you know, where you're from, is like football, soccer is king. Mm-hmm. So it's always interesting to me when we first met that you was into American football, as well as obviously being a Giants fan. Like that was, that blew my mind. So tell me about that story and how that become.
So, Rui, I started to watch NFL in life in the Dragons. The NFL Europe was here in Barcelona in the 90s. So I remember to go to a lot of games on the Olympic Stadium in Barcelona to watch players like Kurt Warner playing for the Amsterdam Admirals, fall in love with this sport. Since I was a kid, I love New York in the movies, in Home Alone, Home Alone 2. So I always really in love with the city. So when Kurt Warner signed with the Giants in 2000, it was a win-win. It was like, this is my team and I'm going to wear blue all my life. And I remember the Super Bowl of 2000 that we lost with the Ravens in a really big game in Tampa. And I remember to saw that game. I was like 14, 15 years old in the one channel here in Spain, the only one to have the rights. And I think the loss make me be more Giants fan and feel like I'm part of something. I was really sad on this Super Bowl. So since that, since 2000, I follow the league, I follow the team. And with the last years, with the pandemic times and everything, so I start to do more content on YouTube, in another channels. And that's how we arrive here, for passion and for love for the team and the league.
And so, like, literally, I from what I understand is that, you know, obviously, our friendship aside, when we're walking down the street and then we're anywhere in any Spanish-speaking country, then you are going to be inundated with fans, especially Giants fans, because you represent everyone who speaks Spanish across the world, effectively.
Yes, I started with Spanish Bowl. It's the biggest website in Spain about NFL. That's why I arrived to London when we met for the Jaguars Texans, I think, was in 2019, before the pandemic.
Horrible weather.
Horrible weather. Yeah, I remember. It was rainy in the Saracens Stadium when we met first time.
We were destined to be friends because of that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Spanish Bowl, it was like my first like big thing. And now with the Eagles coverage, the Giants Eagles coverage with Mundo NFL, they give me the opportunity. And now it's create a lot of content about the Giants, about the league, and for all the Spanish talking countries, that there are a lot. Also, Mexico is probably the second market in the world.
Yeah.
And yeah. Create a lot of content. You just come from Mexico, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was there with Formula E to watch the E Grand Prix, and I was shocked how many people were into NFL and the amount of Cowboys and Packers fans. Packers is like king there.
Yeah. Also the 49ers, they have a lot of followers. It's crazy. It's crazy. The Mexico fan base, it's huge.
Honestly, I'm so excited that you know what you get to do, and now that obviously I'm getting to see a lot more of the world, you know, thanks to other sports as well. It's really interesting to me, like, to see, you know, the growth of the game and how popular it is. And to be honest with you, it's like if you don't see if there's not a soccer shirt, then you'll see an NFL shirt of some kind. So to me, it's like it's definitely, you know, obviously soccer globally is always going to be bigger, but like it ain't far off. You know, in participation with the fans. So, you know, kudos to you for bringing the reach wider to everyone else in the world that's not, you know, English speaking.
Thank you to you, Rui, for inviting me, for share always nice time. It was amazing to see you on the press conference of Brian Daboll and all the Giants players. We had a great time there in London.
Yeah.
And man, looking forward to see more stuff in Europe about the NFL, about the Giants. We have two games now in Germany, so I hope you can make it there and have some beers together.
100%. Yeah. After last time when I missed, I was saying to the guys at the NFL that I wasn't, because remember, we covered a lot of games in the UK. So we had a lot of activity. So I was like a little bit like, oh, okay, well, I can watch the game from home and I could just relax and I don't have to go to Germany. And then I started to get what we, you know, FOMO when I saw them singing Country Road. I was like, oh, I should be there. So next time we'll make sure that we're going to hang out and make sure we enjoy ourselves. Definitely you know, when it comes to the Germany games, and then obviously you're coming back for the UK games as well.
Absolutely, I can't wait. The regular season and the playoffs are almost finishing, so we're looking forward for make this travesty for the desert and arrive to September, October. That is what we will like and what we live for.
And you know, you're right. Okay, so what I'm gonna do, we'll talk about now is something that's been bugging me for a little while now, and it's Nick Suriani, like his whole display during the games, game against us, I think was completely clownish and and classless. Now I know you have to be somewhat
I can give my opinion, of course.
but I'm here to stand up for the gutter fans. I can't stand this guy. I just think that he's like, the buffoonery that he does during the game actually takes away from the actual good work of the other coaches, which I'm sure that do more. Yes, I am salty, and that's who I am. but what's your view about his sideline acting? Do you feel like it's okay, it's part of the showmanship, or you feel like come on, guy, it's classless?
I think he fits in Philadelphia 100%. He's acting like the fans of Philly. They are like this. We cannot change them. And I didn't like the Pizza Hut thing before that he was watching the game of the Giants and the Vikings, and he ordered some pizza. He's not giving a lot of credit to the Giants. I mean, they won because they are a better team. But I think the arrogance could be against him in the NFC Championship. He's like second year being a head coach of a franchise in the NFL. Yeah. He has to be a little bit more humble. And I also didn't like his behaving, and I don't think it's positive for the team.
Don't worry, because you know what's coming? Sweet revenge. And that's coming. And then I've said it before, and I'll say it again, is that the 49ers will be handing him and the Eagles their backsides. You know, I'll try to keep it clean for once, but they will definitely be winning. That's for sure. Who have you got for that game?
It's really close game, three. I think it's the best defense of the championship. The Niners are incredible in defense. And the attack of the Philadelphia Eagles is probably one of the best in the NFL right now. But I think is a key that not many people talks that I think the Niners are stopping really good the run. So it's really important for the Eagles put the run on the game, because they are like playing like this. They totally run the Giants on the divisional game. And I think the Niners are a little bit favorite because of that. They have better defense and they know how to stop the run. And I hope Purdy can make it on the Lincoln Field, because the pressure and the fans are going to be real loud. But I think the Niners are a little bit more favorite for me.
No, don't worry. It'll be loud for a little while and it'll go real quiet, real quick. And I'll be there.
I hope so. You going to Philadelphia?
No. Okay. I'll be right here trolling. Don't worry. Okay. what's your view about Purdy? Obviously, do you think that he had a more of a difficult game against the Cowboys, but still found an amazing throw out of him to George Kittle. But what's your view about him? Could he be their franchise quarterback?
Could be. I mean, Purdy, it's Mr. Irrelevant. It's the American dream. Already Disney buy all the rights to do a movie about him. I think he have the confidence right now. He's playing good. I think Shanahan is putting nice pieces around him. It's making a good attack around him. And I think this is an important game for him, because he have to show that he can play outside of the Levi's Stadium. And show they have the confidence and the professionalism to do it. But man, he's the American underdog. He's doing like Kurt Warner in the past. Like nobody was counting on him. Nobody was thinking that he could be a starting quarterback on the league. And he's showing that he's doing it. And I'm really happy for him. And I think the Niners, the next offseason, they're going to have like a lot of headaches to do who is going to be the quarterback on the team.
Who are you choosing just lastly on the 49ers out of Trey Lance, which is not really fair on him because he didn't really have the assortment of players. They were all injured, and obviously he got injured. Come start of the season, from what you've seen, do you stick with Purdy or are you going back to plan A, which was Trey Lance?
It depends on what we saw the next two games, but I think Purdy have the confidence of the fan base, of Shanahan right now. He's playing with a lot of personality that it's really difficult to show on a rookie. And man, the sky is the limit for this guy. He's playing with a lot of confidence. And I think this is really important in the NFL.
All right, okay. Let's lastly go to the Bengals and the Chiefs game. Now, I, for some reason, completely discounted the Bengals last time. And I was just like, okay, it's definitely going to be the Bills who are going to be able to win because obviously, you know, they've been on an 8-win streak. Obviously these guys are coming out and they've slowly, quietly done their work to get to, a decent level where they're playoff ready. But like, I'm never, ever going against Joey Burrow again, ever. You yourself, like, who have you got for that game?
I think the Bengals, they are in really nice momentum right now. This connection Burrow with Jamar Chase, it's incredible. They know each other from LSU. They can throw with no eyes because they have this connection that they can make it always happen. And also, I mean, the defense of Lo Anarumo with the Bengals, it's been incredible. He knows how to adjust in every game and make to the offense, rival offense, almost impossible to produce. And I think the Bengals, they are the dark horse in this conference finals. And for me, they probably win against the Chiefs.
Nice. All right. Okay. I'm going to get you to come back. We're going to organize for you to come back because when it comes to the big dance, I want to know, after we see if both of our predictions have gone well, who we're going to be putting our money in to win the whole thing. Because I'm still backing 49ers to be able to get through and win the whole thing at the moment. But let's please God, football gods, please. Please make sure the 49ers win because, I've got a few friends, Ollie Wilson in particular, that I really want to be on at him every single day and during the whole off season. So Ruben, tell people where they can find you and obviously before you come back on.
Yeah, my Instagram and my Twitter is Ruben F. Vargas, Vargas with V. And in Mundo NFL and also Spanish Bowl, creating content. And also I have a podcast in Spanish. Not many people speak in Spanish, but if you want to check, it's Zona Gigantes. It's probably the biggest podcast of the Giants in Spanish. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram. We can chat about NFL, American football and whatever you want. And it's a pleasure, man.
And Ruben's going to be getting me to get my Spanish a lot better.
Poquito.
I was trying when I was in Mexico and I was getting really good, but then I've lost it again because I've come back here.
So you are in Miami.
Oh, yeah, come on now. Yeah. Wherever is Spanish-speaking countries, you're going to find me there because usually the weather's very nice. No, thanks, brother. I appreciate your time. And we'll catch up soon.
Absolutely, Dre. Thank you for the invitation. And please follow Virgin Magazine. It's the best.
Oh, brilliant. You see, he's doing this for me. Like, obviously, thanks, Shaw, for setting us up with these mics. And then also check out vergemagazine.co.uk for all other sports on Sportsheads as well, on at Sportsheads and also at Alternative Sport. There's too many outlets I've had, man. I'm telling you, I'm working too hard here.
Don't work too hard. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Cheers.